And the things that you eat with, now, you set the table and you put out a plate, then you give everybody a
knife and fork
and whatever. Spoon. Okay. And say there were four people eating dinner, you set out four forks and four spoons and
four knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, I have to go wet the dishes.
Well, wash the dishes.
Okay, and you say, after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water. Then she
rinsed them and then dried them.
Okay, yeah. So she washes the dishes and then she
rinses them and then dries them.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
Drying towel or rag.
Okay. And what do you call the piece of cloth you use for washing your face?
Wash cloth.
Okay. Any old-fashioned word?
Well, I don't remember any.
Okay. And after you take your bath, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. And if you went to the sink and wanted to turn on the water, you turn it on using the, you turn on the, what?
Turn it, which way you mean?
Yeah. What would you call the thing that you turn on? You turn on the
faucet.
Okay. Okay, suppose you have something out in the yard that you attach the hose to. Do you call that a faucet, or do you use another word?
Well, you attach it to the water faucet.
Okay. Okay, so it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze
and
burst.
Okay. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
explode first.
Okay. Okay. And this is something that people used to buy flour in. It's a big old thing.
Flour bin.
Yeah, something that you might have to roll off a wagon on a couple of logs or boards.
Oh, barrel.
Okay.
Flour.
Okay. And what did molasses or lard come in if you used to buy it in?
In lard, you say, or molasses?
Yeah.
Well, in cans.
Is there any other word for that? I mean, you'd have a can of
lard. Kegs or?
Yeah. What about stand?
Yeah, stands. Yeah, stands of lard.
What? Now, is that bigger than a can? Is that?
Well, the lard holds 45 and 50 pounds.
A stand holds 45 or 50?
Yeah.
Okay. And suppose you were going to pour some water from a regular bottle into a bottle like a Coke bottle, you know, that has a real narrow mouth.
Yeah.
You'd use a
funnel.
Okay. And suppose you were driving horses, and you wanted your horse to go faster, you might hit him with a
whip.
Okay. And if you bought some fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a
paper bag.
Okay. Any other word for that?
Well,
do you ever use the word poke?
Yeah, paper poke.
Okay.
Yeah.
And suppose you bought about 50 pounds of flour.